Prophecy TV.
Genesis chapter 41. I want you to think about Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, a man of the nations, and the dream God gave him, the seven fat cows, followed by seven lean cows that came up and ate the fat cows. You remember that dream Pharaoh had? While Joseph, a great type of Christ, was in prison, Joseph being one of the sons of Israel, one of the 12 tribes of Israel, his brothers despised him because he was favored by his father Jacob. Joseph ends up, through the treachery of his brothers, ends up as a slave in Egypt, endures many, many years of trial. But while he's in prison, he interprets people's dreams because the Spirit of God is upon him. And then the time came, and you can read about this in Genesis chapter 41, when Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, had a dream. And he called upon all his wise men to interpret it, and they could not interpret it. Then one of the men, it was the cupbearer, who had been in prison with Joseph and had experienced Joseph interpreting his dream, told Pharaoh, "There's a guy in prison right now in whom is the Spirit of God. This man can interpret your dream." And so Pharaoh called Joseph out of prison. Joseph washed up, shaved. Not making that up. The account says that. He appears before Pharaoh, and Pharaoh relates his dream, a two-part dream. To repeat, in the first part of the dream, Pharaoh sees seven fat, beautiful cows. Then these cows fade into the mist, and then he sees seven scrawny, ugly cows with their ribs showing, very malnourished. And then these cows end up eating, devouring the fat cows. Pharaoh wakes up from his dream, falls back asleep, has another dream. This time, an ear of grain, seven ears of grain that are beautiful and plump, followed by seven chunks of nothing. Pharaoh is mystified by this. Called all his wise men, none of them could interpret the dream. So here comes Joseph, freshly shaven, change of clothes. Pharaoh says, "I hear you can interpret dreams." Joseph says, "It's not in me. It's God within me that interprets the dreams." And Joseph said, "The seven fat cows that you saw will be 7 years of plenty when Egypt will have more food than it needs. But the seven lean cows that you saw will be 7 years of famine that will follow the 7 years of plenty." And the other dream you had concerning the ears of grain, that is just a confirmation that this thing has been established by God and God will do it. Now I want you to see what Pharaoh did. I want you to appreciate what happened next, because this is an encouragement for us today. I've never dawned on me before the faith of Pharaoh. After Joseph interpreted his dream, Joseph said, "What you need to do is appoint a wise man who will be able to save 1/5 of the grain for 7 years, store that grain in barns, 1/5 of all the produce in Egypt was to be put away against the 7 years of famine." This kid, Joseph, before this day, was a complete stranger to Pharaoh. Pharaoh, it seems to me, any of Pharaoh's wise men could have made up an interpretation of the dream. This was not like the dream of Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel, where Daniel actually tells Nebuchadnezzar the dream and then interprets it. In this case, Pharaoh tells Joseph the dream. And Joseph's interpretation seemed good to Pharaoh. You want to know how good it seemed to Pharaoh? Pharaoh put Joseph in charge of saving 1/5 of the produce of Egypt. And he built storage bins. Now, Scripture doesn't say how many, but in Genesis chapter 41, Scripture does say that the grain that was saved during the 7 years of plenty in Egypt was like the sand of the sea. And Joseph had been counting it, but it became, this is a quote, too much to be enumerated. Pharaoh, in modern dollars, must have spent $2, $3, $4, $5 million building grain silos that I believe stretched as far as the eye could see. Do you know what manpower it would take just to build the storage bins? To invest millions of dollars in building the storage bins because of one man's interpretation of a dream. But Pharaoh took action. He acted upon the interpretation. He trusted it and invested real money, real manpower, real time, real resources. And he built storehouses. And do you know what discipline it would take to save 1/5 of your produce? And the organization that it must have taken, the discipline it must have taken, most countries or people for that matter, it's hard for people to save money, to save anything. People generally consume as fast as they produce. And again, I keep reminding you, all this based on the interpretation of a dream of a man of God. In a nutshell, Pharaoh went to a lot of trouble. He thoroughly, this is the man of the nations, a man who had many gods, but he recognized the true God in Joseph. And man, did he act on it. This is my interpretation of that for us today. Joseph was a type of Christ. Christ could be said to be Joseph's brother. And Christ has told us things, amazing things, strange things, nearly unbelievable things that he is going to do for us, that he has done for us, as I read to you in Ephesians yesterday, designating us beforehand for the place of a son, for the place of a daughter, sealing us with the Holy Spirit of promise, giving us a prior expectation in Christ, separating us to himself to make us holy and flawless in his sight, and giving us an administration like Joseph had. Pharaoh gave Joseph an administration. You administer this grain. And indeed, when the 7 years of famine came, and they did come, and Joseph might have been, whew, I mean, this is not like save up grain for 7 days. This was a 7-year commitment on the part of a heathen man, Pharaoh. Not 7 days, not 7 months, not 7 weeks, 7 years. And when the famine came, I'm not saying Joseph doubted the dream at all, but I would have been, okay, yeah, I did hear from God on that. Yeah, okay, we're good, we're solid. And they saved many people alive. We have an administration from Christ to head up all into Christ, both that in the heavens and that on the earth. This is not an interpretation of a dream. I consider this to be more solid than Joseph's interpretation of Pharaoh's dream. This is not touched by a Pharaoh. This is not touched by any man of the nation. This is not touched, this expectation of ours. It's not touched by any human being. It's pure from the mind and the heart of God recorded in the scriptures. And we are appointed. We have been separated out of all of humanity, a very rare, rare, small company, to be in Christ, to be sons of God, to have a familial relationship with God in Christ, and to bring the universe in subjection to Him in the eons to come. And in order to bring us there, we are going to be snatched away. We are going to be made immortal. The dead in Christ will rise first. Thereupon we, the living who are remaining to the coming of the Lord, will be changed in an instant, in the tossing of an eye toward where He is, and we will be made immortal, and we will rise to meet Christ, and we will be forever with Christ. And when Christ, our life, is manifest, then we shall be manifested with Him in glory to begin the work of the conciliation of the world, of the heading up of all in the Christ. Is this not more fantastic than the interpretation of Pharaoh's dream? And yet Pharaoh put such faith in it that he acted upon it in real ways. Again, silos as far as the eye could see, grain that was said to be like the sand of the sea. My point is that we are now believing something that is real. I know some of us get discouraged and you think, wow, where's the fulfillment of this thing? But even Pharaoh went for 7 years without seeing anything. He went for 7 years of plenty, not using all of his resources, but saving it, storing it, spending millions and millions of dollars in the administration of it, the building of the silos, and so forth. And so we who have dedicated our lives to this, who think about it, when I say dedicate your lives to it, I don't mean you like actively teach it or you're an evangelist or a teacher, but that you have put all your eggs in the next basket. You put all your eggs, not in this eon, you put all your hopes and dreams and expectations in the next eon. This is the equivalent of Pharaoh building those grain silos. It's real. We are doing things in real life, that things that are actively showing God that we believe this stuff's going to happen. We believe the snatching away is going to happen. We believe we're going to be seated at the right hand of God. We believe we're going to head up the universe in Christ. We believe we're going to be in Christ. We believe we're going to be sons and daughters of God. And we're acting upon it. And acting upon it can be no more than constantly thinking about it and not doubting it. And again, it just blows my mind that this was the faith of a heathen king in Joseph. And yet a greater than Joseph is here. And again, this has not been touched by a heathen king, but it has come straight to us from the mind of God. And we ought to have every confidence that what God says He will do, He will do. And in a sort of reverse Joseph situation, we are now storing up grain in a time of famine. We are now living in a time of spiritual famine in the world, desolation, evil, destruction, religious hypocrisy, lies, deceit. And yet, what are we doing? We're building grain silos. We're putting manpower, brain power, soul power, spirit power into believing these things. And we will not be disappointed in our God.